Night Shift on the Triple M Network.
Time for motoring news with our motoring expert, James Ward from drive.com.au. He joins me now. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, mate. How are you?
Good. We've got Bathurst coming up December. It's a belated Bathurst because of COVID. We'll talk about that in a sec. But look, the big news this week is that the Nissan GT-R supercar has been axed in Australia. It's one of the most recognisable cars on the road. Its race is almost run here in Australia. It will no longer be imported locally from November this year. James, what's going on?
Oh, mate, look, the GTR, the R35, the Godzilla, the PlayStation, this thing has been, and this model was launched, I think, in 2009 here in Australia, and it's been adapted and enhanced and updated ever since, and it does end its cycle at the end of this year, because basically that's the end of the car's development. They'll move to a new car. Whether we get it or not is yet to be seen, but the R35 kind of signs off. And they're doing a special edition. They're looking back at some of the famous colours that were built on GTRs. Because if you remember all the way back in 1989, Nissan launched the R32 Skyline GTR. And this competed in the Australian Touring Car Championship, and it was four-wheel drive. It was a twin-turbo six-cylinder, completely different to the big V8 Commodores and Falcons of the day. And it was a beast. And then from the road car perspective, you had the sleek R32, the kind of larger R33, which I used to own many, many moons ago, that iconic R34 GTR that sort of made world fame out of Gran Turismo, PlayStation games, and of course Fast and the Furious, and then the R35, which is still today one of the most impressively fast cars that you can drive. And they're signing it off, but they're going to release some in Midnight Purple Pearl, which is a deep pearl, and that's a colour I had on my car. Yeah, of course it did. It was a much younger, less responsible James back then. Yes, I'll be very clear about that. But Millennium Jade, which is kind of a greeny, goldy, bronzy colour that came out on the R34 in the year 2000. So basically to celebrate that. So it will be a nice send-off, but sad to see it go. And then we just have to wait and see what Nissan do next.
So it's due to the implementation of Australia's unique pole side impact design rules.
It's ridiculous. So the rest of the world doesn't use this. It's a new side impact test that Australia has put in for God knows what reason. We're wanting to be ahead of the rest of the world. And a lot of vehicles are not built to this standard. It doesn't make them any less safe or anything. We've put a standard in before the cars are, and it means the Lexus IS is being discontinued for Australia because it doesn't comply in its current chassis. And basically it means all these manufacturers need to engineer something specific for Australia. And given that we're a small market anyway, they've all just gone, thanks very much. We're not going to spend the development money. We'd rather put our cars into markets that will take them as they are, thanks very much. And we miss out on all these great cars. So again, bureaucracy gone mad, and we miss out on terrific cars.
The Minister for Major Projects is a bloke called Paul Fletcher. He said way back in 2015 that this new safety measure is going to save, I don't know where we got the figure from, but he reckons it'll save 128 lives, avoid 195 severe or moderate brain injuries over 15 years.
Mate, I can tell you now that if you are in a side impact collision in a 2021 Lexus IS, which is a car that will no longer be imported because it doesn't comply to this, it is an incredibly well-built, safe car that you are not going to be in as much risk as if you are in a 2006 Lexus IS, for example. So sure, increasing the rigidity for a side impact collision will improve, but I think we need to be looking. Are we really seeing that many deaths and injuries coming from cars that are brand new? Because that's what they're prohibiting with this new rule. So, yeah, look, I think someone just wants to have a PowerPoint presentation that says that they're doing something to measurably lift, and the impact is on all of us who simply won't get access to many of these cars.
James is with us. James Ward from drive.com.au. James, this year's Repco Supercar Championship wraps up at Bathurst. It's December. Well, in fact, it starts November 30, finishes Sunday, December 5, but 6 days of on-track entertainment. That's a bit different. What can we expect to see?
Well, look, it's kind of, I think they're basically saying you've had no more motorsport all year. Let's just go out with a bang and have an amazing sort of festival there at Bathurst at the end of the year. So we'll see the Supercars Championship, which will be, I guess it'll be the last race of that round. And, you know, we're in and out of lockdowns here, and I don't even know what month it is, let alone what round we're at. So it'll be great to see that. But we'll see Porsche Carrera Cup challenges. We'll see the TCRs, the touring car, the little hatchback touring cars will be on track. The Touring Car Masters, which you see some good old Aussie muscle competing in that. So really, with everything pointing in the right direction, this looks like being a really good motorsport event.
We'll talk about that as it gets closer. Good to talk to you, James. Drive.
Always pleasure.
How can people get involved with drive.com.au?
Well, yeah, we were Car Advice. We are now Drive. We had both of the both websites were managed by the same team, and we've combined everything into the drive.com.au site. So you'll see us through the Sydney Morning Herald. You'll see us through obviously the drive.com.au website, where we're sort of continuing to build a brand new site. So there's a few little things that we've got to keep going with to get it looking ship shape. But yeah, just head on over. We're doing a thing at the moment for owner reviews. So if you've got a car and you want to write about it, submit an owner review and you can win a pretty neat prize.
All right, there you go. Drive.com.au. James Ward's our motoring expert here on the night shift. Have a great day, James.
You too, mate.